Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, Megan Thee Stallion got an album out. The feds was looking for nuclear documents at Trump's house. Yo, that's the range we have on this program.
I know, it's
Megan Thee Stallion album and the feds looking for nuclear documents.
Bro. It's so wild.
Saucy Santana was sitting with the City Girls. Also, yo, trivia. Saucy Santana, who, you know, is a rapper with the City Girls, and he be up there doing his thing. His pronoun is he, right?
You know what? I'm not sure.
I definitely feel like people call him he.
I think so.
Them, he. However. But anyway, their dad was a bodyguard for the Clips.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's so random.
Cool trivia, right?
Yeah, that's cool.
Cool trivia.
That's cool. That's cool.
What else is going on out here?
What else is going on in the world, Ebra?
A man ran down on the FBI office in Ohio with a nail gun yesterday. Then the FBI chased him off, and then he got into a whole chase with the state police in Ohio.
How did that go?
And they tried to use he went into the FBI headquarters in Ohio with a nail gun, they say, or at least the article I read today. Then he decides, okay, after they tried to use non-lethal force to stop him, after they tried not to kill him, he decides, nah, I'm going to keep taking this up a notch. I'm going to get into a shootout with the whole Ohio State Police.
Right. Oh, okay.
With his nail gun?
No, at this point, I think he brought out the real Blicky.
My Lord.
And started getting it popping. Of course, he's dead.
Right.
But he was a super. His name was, what was his name? Find his name, because they was pulling up his old tweets about Trump. You know, he's a straight MAGA maniac.
Wow. And what was his whole purpose of going in there? Because he was mad about the quote-unquote raid?
Yeah, I think it was based on the raid.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I can't find his name.
I have no feelings for this guy. I don't feel anything.
Well, you was asking for it. You wanted to get it popping.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You wanted to get it popping, clearly.
So,
yeah, we'll get into Megan Thee Stallion, nuclear documents. Let's see what else Laura said. Birds dancing to TT Me Pregunto is Friday, so we got to play some TT. I got a question.
Sometimes you just need a good vibe, a good video that's going to make you smile. You know what I mean?
Yo, I sent into the group chat yesterday this young lady named Nina Parker on Twitter.
Oh, and I saw this before.
I seen this before. People get on planes from warm places, Miami, you know, Vegas, whatever. They get on planes in flip-flops, right? No socks. Flip-flops, no socks. Okay, I get it. But then there's something about taking that flip-flop off and no socks and us sitting close and your feet is out.
Nobody wants to see that.
But at least have your flip-flop on.
Right.
Some people are like, yo, why you ain't got socks on?
Facts.
If you're gonna take anything off, you better have socks on.
At least.
Am I bugging?
Bro, nobody wants to be that close to your dirty feet. It's disgusting. Nobody wants to smell them. Nobody wants to see them. Nobody wants to get touched by them. Like, ew. Like, I've been on flights that have been over 20 hours. And like I've slipped off my sneakers, right? But I have my socks on, and I literally lay my feet on top of my sneakers. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't, I don't see, I don't understand the bare feet and people who kick them up and put them by the window or like.
Put them by the window.
You know how they put them next to the window? Like, I've seen people seen do that.
I ain't never seen bro, with no socks
you,
on?
Let me tell you something. Yes, I saw that one time and I couldn't believe it.
Yo, this,
wow. Disrespectful. It's disgusting. Or when people, they stick their foot in the aisle of the plane, like a big just foot
yo,
there.
Yo, that's ugh. One of those, if you see something, say something.
Or kick something.
Yo, that file that under, if you see something, say something. Ugh. Somebody run around here with no socks on, bro?
Anyway.
On the plane?
Gross.
Right. I have had my leg in the auto. My shoes and socks is on, though. But I need to stretch that leg out sometimes.
Oh, yeah,
you know
yeah, you gotta put that leg out. I try not to even take an aisle seat because my shoulders are too broad. So then if I'm sitting regular, people gonna keep bumping into me.
Right.
So then I gotta kind of lean towards the person in the middle seat, and that's no bueno. So I always try to get a window so I can lean away from people and stay out the way.
Right. But then if it's a long trip, you gotta be like, excuse me whenever you wanna go to the bathroom.
I mean, listen, bro.
It is what it is, right?
I mean, we gotta
pick your poison.
Yeah. Listen, I can't, it ain't gonna be perfect. I'm too big. All right, let's go. We got time to give something away and have some fun real quick on a Friday. We got Quan and Maddie on the line. Maddie and Quan. Quan and Maddie. Maddie, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm fantastic too.
You know what I mean? On purpose.
Exactly. Deliberately, even.
Deliberately.
You know what I mean? Maddie, you got big plans for the weekend?
I mean, I'm picking up my son for the weekend. He was with his dad. So, yeah, we're going to have a great time.
There you go. There you go. That's what you do right there. That's what you do right there. Quan.
Yo.
What up?
What's going on? Good morning.
Peace, God.
Peace.
What up? Quan, where you at right now?
Currently driving to work.
You want to shout the job or y'all not really that cool?
I'm an elevator constructor for Local One.
There you go. Shout to Local One.
Yeah.
Shout to the elevator guys keeping us going up and down.
For surely.
You know what I mean? Yo, do the elevators break on purpose at a certain point? Y'all got like a little device that's like, boop. All right, this elevator out. We got to come fix it. Keep the money rolling. Keep it real.
Nah, they don't. It's just that people keep playing them. So, you know, they break.
There you go.
Can you tell people that no matter how many times they push the button, it's not going to come faster?
Absolutely. One time and that's it.
Well, how come the doors don't close fast enough when I'm in there and I'm trying to, like, hit door close? Can I just, like, keep popping it, like, speed up?
No.
Nah. When you put it in, you got to press the door. You do a door speed and it's a security issue, safety issue.
Man.
So that's why some doors is faster than others.
Yes, correct.
Sometimes you don't want to share the elevator, so you're trying to hit that door close real quick. You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't make a difference.
Y'all hit that button like I'm playing track and field on Nintendo back in the day.
Facts, like, yo, hurry up, hurry up.
If you got the fire key, you can put the fire key in there and make it go express.
See, you got the tricks.
Yeah. Yo, hang on, Quan, you got that fire key on deck?
Oh, my God.
Of course, I always got the fire key.
Thank you, Universal.
Yo, listen, fire key for some ticket? We don't even have to play Lord.
Oh,
you know
stop it, Ebro. Stop.
All right, here we go.
I'm
60 seconds on the clock. Shotty with the questions.
Yeah, yeah.
Maddie, who you want, me or Laura Styles?
I'm going to take you.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
What are we playing for, the HBCU football class?
Yes, that's exactly what we're doing. Morehouse versus Howard on September 17th at MetLife Stadium.
All right, now, shout out to all the HBCU alum, wherever you are. It's going to be a good time at MetLife. 6 seconds on the clock. Shiny with the questions. Let's play Laura Never Lose It.
Right here we go.
Okay.
Who will be getting the Video Vanguard
Laura.
Award? Laura.
That would be Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. VMAs, that's a fact. Which bird gets its unique color based on its food?
Laura.
Lucky, bro.
Oh, unique color.
Let's go to Flamingo.
Flamingo is correct. Tie game. Who was arrested for threatening a man? Ebro.
I just heard this the other day. Arrested for threatening. I'll go with Rocky. ASAP Rocky, but that ain't it.
Incorrect. Who was arrested for threatening a man on FaceTime while on parole?
Oh my God, we just talked about this.
Yeah, we just talked about it.
Fetty Wap?
Yeah,
Fetty
Wap. There you go.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Although he was Italian, which country Ebro. Did Christa, Ebro?
Christopher what? Columbus sailed for Spain.
Spain, tie game. Which tennis superstar Ebro. Now see Ebro?
Serena Williams will retire after the U.S. Open.
That's a fact. Ebro wins!
Oh! Oh!
Yo, Quan. Yo, Quan, what's up with that fire key, baby?
Yo, Maddie told you.
I got you, baby.
I know. I was gonna give Quan some extra tickets. But Maddie, you win. You going to the New York Football Classic.
Thank
Maddie.
You, thank you, thank you. It's Maddie.
She wins. Yo, Quan, man, we got a build
thank
on
you.
This. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know why I need
I got
a fire
you.
Key. Just, I'm one of those people
Yo,
that just like know, having
I
things.
I got the elevator tickets, but we going up. You heard?
Yeah, exactly. Her.
I'm going for that.
Maddie, be on it.
I don't got the elevator key, but we all the way up.
Exactly. Way up. And we stuck, too. We up got, and we
that,
stuck.
That's the only way to network. You got to network, baby.
Word.
That's it.
Yo, Quan, we love you, man. Thank you so much. Have a great day out here. Maddie, we love you, too. We got to get some info, get you your tickets. Y'all hang on. On the way, flashing lights with Laura Stagg.
Coming up in a Flash and Lights report, Megan Thee Stallion had a little bit of drama when it came to her album, but we're getting a surprise today, so we'll discuss it all coming up, yo, Flash and Lights.
Yo, get that Megan Red Wine off the album. She got a few joints on this album. She got this joint with Jhené Aiko. That's kind of crazy, too. Mm. I ain't going to hold you. There's some things on here. We're going to play some Megan Thee Stallion this morning. We're also going to get some Beyonce. Nicki Minaj got a new single, too. We're going to get it all on. And congratulations, you played yourself Ride or Die Curved. It's all coming up. Keep it locked, because Ebro in the morning.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live. June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I make a Uchi sing this song. Uchi Yo, if you want to ever hear the whole version of Uchi Wally, you turned into the right program. I don't even know if people listen to Uchi Wally the whole version no more. Yeah, when's the last time you heard that last verse?
On the radio.
On this
the DJs,
show.
Right. The DJs never do. They, you know, they That's cut right. in and out.
Yo, when I was shouting albums earlier, I didn't shout The Game, who was trending yesterday, because he's got some 10-minute Eminem situation called, but it ain't on, I don't see it on his album. Oh, here it is,
The Black Slim Shady.
Yeah. Yo, The Game got Cameron on the album, Meek Mill on the album, French is on the album, Moneybagg Yo. Mm. Let's see here, ASAP Rocky, Rick Ross on the album. Chris Brown on the album. Man.
Wow.
Ice-T, Favio, YG, NBA Youngboy, Roddy Ricch. I mean, it's crazy.
The one about Eminem, is that going at Eminem?
I think so, yeah. He took Eminem styles. Remember, he been going at Eminem.
Yeah, since that Drink Chance.
Yeah, so now he got a song. It's 10 minutes long. I think he could have cut it to 4.
Right.
He could have cut it to 4, but he wanted to go crazy. So, I listened to a snippet. Listen, The Game makes great albums. We're not going to say that. Mm-hmm. He trolls everybody, though. And he trolled these Eminem fans so crazy yesterday, he was upset. Right when the album dropped. Yo, he got Kanye West on here 2 times.
Mm. Yeah, that's his man.
That's his man. Pusha T's on here. This album's crazy. I'm about to, yo, Gabe makes great albums, picks great music. Let's go. Flashing Lights, Laura Styles. Let's get it.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready
lights.
For the flashing lights? And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So Megan Thee Stallion announced yesterday that she's releasing her second album today. So it's out. It's called Traumazine. You know, she has various EPs, mixtapes, but this is only her second full album.
Right.
So this album includes features from Latto, Future, Rico Nasty, Janae Aiko, Pooh Shiesty, Lucky Day, and more. So, and she's also had a good week because she appeared, she was a guest star on P-Valley.
Tina Snow.
Yeah, it was really good.
On P-Valley.
It was really, it's her alter ego. But go ahead, Megan, man. She always has drama, and I know she deals with a lot of bad energy when trying to release new music, and she's still battling a lot of, negative energy in situations with her management team or her label. But she put her music out. I guess there was some leaks, Ebro. Did you hear about her stuff leaking? That's why she was like, you know what? I'm just going to put it out before it continues.
I mean, I heard about it this week. I didn't hear about it before this week. But, you know, look, a leak is a good sign. In my opinion, I don't know. Listen, back in the day, if your album leaked and people was gunning for it, that means they wanted to hear what you had to say.
Right.
Because trust me, albums leak all the time and you don't hear nothing about nothing.
I'm sure it's annoying because people want to present their art the way they want to. You know what I mean?
Of course, but it's annoying, of course.
And does it cut into the money, though?
I mean, if everybody, look, how much money is being made off streams anyway? I don't know.
Right.
Back in the day where a leak would literally, because you had to get the physical copy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I honestly don't know. But it's not what you want. And the Megan Thee Stallion album is out now.
So get it. It's called Traumazine. That's your Flashing Lights report. The time is 7:03. Today is a high of 85 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, how they accusing your mans of having nuclear documents at his crib, though? Nuclear documents?
Bro, that is crazy. If that's what they found, I'm sorry.
They said that's what they was looking for, right?
There's nothing substantiated that they found it. But apparently that's what they were looking for, according to the Washington Post. And the Department of Justice wants to release the search warrant to the public so everybody could know what's going on. Mm.
Right.
Sound like a work.
Which part?
Because it wasn't in his man's.
Which part?
His man that he appointed.
Well, the FBI part was, but yeah, not the Department of Justice part.
And somebody who approved the warrant was like, all right, we're just going to look for nuclear stuff just to say we did. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, there's Shawnee, they're obviously not going to release all the information to everyone right away.
They're like, look, y'all trying to go at him? Look, we'll issue the warrant. Let's see if he's got nuclear bombs in his house.
Well, there's a...
No, papers.
No, not bombs.
I know, I'm joking. Like, he going...
Oh, my God.
He going to have bombs in the backyard. Y'all trying to correct me on that one?
Well, no, because you know out here.
We never know with you, Shawnee.
That he got nuclear bombs.
I wasn't saying Shawnee. No, I'm saying people listening. People listening. Right.
That too.
You never know. People will run. People will run with it. Like, yo, he got nuclear bombs at his house.
In the crib.
Just documents, guys.
Like,
just
fam,
documents.
Fam, just chill,
papers.
Chill.
Just papers.
WQHD-FM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Yo, the team hates when I do it. And odds are I'm tripping and they're right. But, you know, sometimes when you ask it for it and you get what you ask it for and you end up dying, ain't nothing I could give you but...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So my big Willie talk, how you playing yourself, you're playing yourself.
I don't play. No, it's bad. It's bad. It is what it is. But some man in Ohio decided he was mad at the FBI because they, you know, had a search warrant and I'm using air quotes, raided the Trump estate Mar-a-Lago in Florida. But this is all the way in Ohio where a man ran up in a FBI office with a nail gun. What do you think this is? The Wire?
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Anyway, they tried to use non-lethal force to apprehend the man in a chase, and he decided to pull out the jammy, the blicky, and get it popping.
Congratulations, so you played yourself.
So they had to, of course, they had to lay him down. But my man, right. Yo, how many chances they gonna give you?
Come on, fam.
You pull out, you went in the office trying to hurt somebody,
right?
And they still use non-lethal force, and you want to go take it up a notch?
Congratulations, you played yourself.
All because you're a MAGA maniac.
Yeah, he was ready to go out. Had to be.
Yo, your man want to be. He want,
you don't think
he
so?
Want to be a MAGA no. hero.
I think he thought it was going to play out a different way from you know, prior examples. It didn't play out the way he thought it would, though.
With a nail gun?
I thought they were just, they're just going to arrest me. I'll be all right.
He thought he was going to get the Rittenhouse treatment.
Yeah, that's what it is.
He thought they was going to treat him like the man that shot up the supermarket in Buffalo.
Right. Carry him out.
The nice.
Listen, sir. Listen, they only don't kill you if you go and kill a bunch of black people.
Right.
Or shoot up a school.
Or run
kill
up
children.
Or run up on the Capitol building.
Right.
Or run. That's when they don't kill you. You go and try to get it popping with a bunch of white men at the FBI office. They laying you down.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
That's what history suggests. Laura, what you got today?
So I don't know if you saw this, Ebert, and I know this is not necessarily in your world, but I was watching, I was watching Bravo. You guys heard of, you know, Andy's Watch What Happens Now. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
All right. Well, it's a very popular show.
I know Bravo and Andy Cohen. That's what you're talking about.
Yes. Andy Cohen is the host. Well, he had Kathy Hilton on. And they played a game where they show like
Who's
pictures
Kathy
of celebrity.
Hilton?
That's Paris Hilton's mother, but she's also like a housewife.
Of course she is.
And they show a picture of Lizzo. And they ask her, you know, like, do you know, can you spot these celebrities? So she looks at Lizzo and the first word out of her mouth was, is that Precious?
Damn. Wow.
Oh, my God. So the internet had a field day with her, giving her button after button.
Congratulations.
You
played yourself.
By the way, Precious isn't even a real, it's a fictitious character.
So.
Gabori Sidibe.
Yes. So afterwards, she was like, blah, 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 blah. I can't even recognize anyone. I could hardly see. So she's like, you know.
Abadi, abadi, abadi,
blah, 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 fam. It was so cringe when I saw it. I was like, oh.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
By the way, they look nothing alike.
Nothing. Nothing alike.
Man. They just big girls. That's all they got in common is they big girls. That's
and they're
it.
Two black women.
Right. That's it. I guess we'd be remiss if we didn't hit the congratulations you played yourself on all of us that live here in America. Nothing to worry about. Hit the
That's
button.
It? Just
That's it.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I thought there was a continuation to the sentence.
No, when
Me
you think
too,
of every when you think of everything going on and
just
everything. The way we look right now.
Right, we all
the fact that we're at it. Listen, I'm enjoying it. Because the chickens have come home to roost.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? As Malcolm X once said, you know, the skirt has been lifted. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying all of that because it's all the things we always talk about, the corruption, you know, politicians doing dirt, all of it. All of it. I'm fine with it. But it doesn't mean we don't get the congratulations you played yourself. And a real congratulations you played yourself to people who don't even want to face the fact that this needs to be dealt with. You got a president, and they saying documents, nuclear documents are missing? Phone call records are missing? Yo, you got to hit the button, doggy. Like,
congratulations, you played yourself.
What we even saying right now?
Yeah, it's all a movie.
We're a hot mess.
A hot mess. And then you got Irv Gotti out here just destroying the whole Ja Rule Ashanti Irv Gotti relationship. Like it's all bad, man. Hit the button. It's all bad.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
I like when we have range. Nuclear documents all the way to Irv Gotti and Drink Champs. You know what I'm saying?
That was a jump.
But it's a lot going on, is my point. It's a lot.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Did you guys see Ja Rule tweeting yesterday?
Yes.
I think it was a tweet. Anyway, I just read the news story. He's like, leave me out of it.
No, he can't. You in it.
Why can't he say leave? Well, listen, if we're being fair, Cass, in the Drink Champs episode, he was really trying to get Irv Gotti to stay off that.
Was he, Cass? Because you saw the whole thing.
Yeah, he was in and out of it. He was in and out of it. But mostly when Gotti would get a little bit disrespectful, he'd be like, yo, chill, man. Come on, calm it down a little bit. So he, yeah, you know.
Yeah, he tried. I watched it too.
But you can't not be in it. And that's it. It like you.
Why can't he not be in it?
Because you've been in it from day one.
Well, no. Here's my thing. And I guess we could bring this up later on the show.
Yeah,
they're both his friends.
Right.
You are friends with two friends who are not currently getting along.
Happens all the time.
And so you don't have to pick a side. You don't have to, you know, egg it on or try to. That's up to them as adults to figure it out.
Right.
Because he wasn't involved in them becoming an item or having their little, affair, if you will.
I don't know. What bothers me is this. Let's say, Ebro, me and you get into an argument, right? I'm like, oh, I can't stand Laura right now. And I go on a public platform. And
it wouldn't
like,
even happen that way. That's not how it would happen.
Ebro is this and this and that. And then it's like, I'm sure Cass would be like, yo, chill. Like,
no, what would happen that hypothetical's trash. What would happen is it's more likely that you and Rosenberg get into a situation.
Okay, yes, yes.
And then I'm the one that's like, yo, I'm with Laura Styles.
Well, no, that's not even it.
That's like,
wait.
That's not it.
That's not it.
No. I'm doing the real scenario, not the Ja Rule scenario. I'm just letting y'all know that.
How do you flip the...
That's what? Not the scenario.
You just made up your own scenario just now?
I didn't like where Laura was going. I don't like the idea of me and Laura beefing. Let's just say what it really is. Laura and Rosenberg would not be getting along about something. They'd be angry over pet videos or something that they were sharing. Somebody got disrespectful. So and I would have to side with Laura.
So if Rosenberg got on the Michael K show and was talking trash, would you call up and defend me?
Yes, absolutely.
But you that's what Ja Rule's supposed to do, defend.
Right. But
not in this situation. Ja Rule or de-escalate, which I think is what he's doing.
No, he's not. He's saying, yo, y'all do what y'all gonna do. I'm not in it. That's not de-escalating.
That's
man.
Not de-escalating.
Yeah, it's more likely that Laura and Rosenberg start beefing. Or Cass and Rosenberg. Or Shawnee and Rosenberg.
Oh, no.
Yo, everybody
technically, everybody would just beef with Rosenberg.
Except for you.
Rosenberg.
Nah, man. Rosenberg's my guy. I wouldn't beef with Rosenberg.
All of y'all done already had problems with Rosenberg.
I never had problems with Rosenberg.
I never had a problem with Rosenberg.
Yes, you did, Shawnee.
When did I have problems with Rosenberg?
Yo, y'all gonna get on this radio and lie
today? You talking
about
vaccines?
Ebro, you're a liar.
Get out of here. That ain't real beef. You told you. What Irv and Asante got is real beef. They bought
it.
Nah, we ain't never got no real beef. We just argue for dumb things.
All of y'all really argue with Rosenberg. I don't argue with nobody.
Oh, yeah, well, it's easy to argue with him.
97 minutes, commercial-free Friday. Weather looking nice this weekend. Yeah. Always late.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Nicki Minaj out here, that super freaky girl, new single. She got a show, Queen Radio. It's on Amazon, right, Laura Styles?
Yes.
I was moving around out here. You got the Game's new album, Black Thought, Danger Mouse.
Fire.
Listen. Black Thought, Danger Mouse. This project, if you're looking for some rap today, it's called Cheat Codes, the album. Raekwon's on there. Joey Badass has an MF Doom verse. Conway. The ASAP Rocky Run the Jewels is called Strangers. It's
bro, a lot of new music.
It's my type of album right here. It's my type of album. Cheat Codes, Danger Mouse, Black Thought. We're going to get into all of this music hopefully coming up too. Did we get the Megan Thee Stallion, Red Wine, and that new Megan Thee Stallion? We got those in the system clean. They didn't even send us clean versions of the album. They don't even. It's
like,
crazy
you
out
figure
here.
It out. You're going to figure out this fire.
Call right now, 800-223-9797. DJ John is in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John. What up, baby?
Talk to me nice. What's happening, people?
What are you giving the people?
A pair of three-day passes to Rolling Loud. You're going down September 23rd through the 25th. You get all 3 days. You go be in the building. You're going to see Nicki Minaj, Future, ASAP Rocky, and more. You can visit RollingLoud.com for more information, baby.
Nicki Minaj, speaking of, new single out. The Barbs is going crazy. Love to see it. Right now, and you can be smarter than DJ John. John, how are those Yankees?
We all right. I mean, you know, this big weekend versus the Red Sox is being. So we're going to see how they do. We'll see what happens on Monday. See how they feel.
Garrett Cole seems to have turned it around a little bit.
We'll see, man. I don't know, man.
You don't believe it?
I need to see more, man. I need to see more, like, yeah, man. I don't want to catch my hopes up. You know what I'm saying?
You want to big up the Mets one more time this week?
Wait, what?
Yo, where's our new DJ John intro, by the way?
I deleted it. Yo, man.
I forgot about this.
Who's playing that? Shawnee?
Cash. DJ.
Wow.
He was ready, too.
I had it on deck. I was ready.
Okay, I forgot how it goes, though, but I like this. It's DJ John. That's what it was, right?
DJ John.
DJ John. That's fire.
It's DJ John.
You know what?
DJ John. DJ John. Yo, John, you gotta admit that's fire, though.
Come on. Somebody got the mariachi horns in there, too. Come on, man.
DJ John. DJ John.
It's coming from DJ John. They got some raps in there.
God.
You coming out like a soldier, baby.
With the big
sombrero
on.
With the sombrero and the poncho?
The poncho. They're not
with your fist up, baby.
Don't hype them up. They're not going to win it all.
Yo, the kids can sing this, too. The kids will love this.
Yo, the kids in the car, especially the Mets fans, kids.
It's DJ John. It's DJ John. It's DJ John.
It's DJ John.
John.
You can have everybody at City Field singing this, too. All right, sing it again.
Sing it again.
He likes it. Yo, John's going to go to City Field where Mets get.
Wait, what?
It's DJ John.
It's DJ John.
Wow, DJ John.
I'm going to get some tickets, though.
Kids in formation, kid. The DJ John.
That's kind of fire. The new DJ John song, Volume 2.
It's big.
Amazing.
Man.
John's trying to keep his mouth shut because as a Yankees fan, he can't go back to Yankee Stadium if he's having too much fun with these.
But he loves it. He doesn't know what to do right now. Yo, Cashman, trade for this guy. Buy this guy. Do whatever you got to do.
You're the one that put us on to this, John. Come on. Lean into it.
It's okay, John. It's
okay.
Now
he's trying to front. He can't. Yo, Cass, I'm looking at his face.
He is
stuck because he wants to get hyped because that sounds fire.
Fire. Yeah, it's fire.
What?
Sir.
Look at him.
I'm about to strip that, get the stems, get the horns only.
Come on, son.
Crazy. Who's on the line to be smarter than DJ John? Answer Laura Stiles' question and get these Rolling Loud. Damn.
We got Later.
Later.
Hey.
How you doing, Later?
Hey, Later.
I'm good. Hi, guys. Good morning.
Later. Don't be a hater.
Later.
Listen, later. Answer this question really fast. Yes. Be smarter than DJ John. We know you can do it. Laura Styles, the question.
Okay. All right, later. Here you go. Can you tell us? Let's see. I'm crossing my fingers that you'll get this. Which rapper's real name is Calvin Brodus?
Brodus?
Which rapper's real name is what?
Calvin Brodus.
Eminem.
Calvin Brodus. Eminem.
She's Googling.
Uh-oh.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Yes.
Took a little long.
Correct. Took you a little bit, but you made it. It is Snoop Dogg. All right, yeah. DJ John.
Snoop D-O-double.
Which country was Snoop banned from for a time after his 2007 convictions?
Australia?
That's correct. You got that one right.
What? Wow. What? Yo, John wins. John wins. John wins. Yo, play that new John song. That's why he won. It's the new John song. What are you going to do
for
the
interview? Hey,
it's DJ John.
Yo, John, sing it with me, son.
No.
Let's go.
It's DJ John. It's DJ John. It's the DJ John. It's DJ John. And she lost.
So wait,
she
hold up now.
And she lost.
Yo, the mojo that is tied to this song is crazy. Okay. It even has DJ John winning. It's got the Mets winning, DJ John winning. This is crazy.
All right, so what are you going to do, John?
No, I won. It's a wrap. Yo, it's on. Actually, I want those tickets. I want to go.
Well, since you can't win.
You know how many times I'm trying to call? Oh, my goodness.
Yo, you going to do Later Dirty like that, fam?
DJ John. DJ John.
DJ John.
Yo, put her on hold, man.
Yo, what are you gonna do, John?
I don't know. I'll think about now or later.
Disrespect. Later. It's later.
Now or later?
Sooner than later.
Sooner than later.
Ah, well done.
You give it to us,
because that was a good line. Yeah.
Later, you getting the tickets. John has given you the tickets despite you losing today. It's a rare occasion, later.
It's a rare occasion.
Oh, thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Took too long on that Calvin Brodus.
The kids are going to be singing this.
Yo, it's good. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Styles, what's happening?
Coming up in a flashing lights report, The Game is coming for Eminem on this new track, and we'll discuss it coming up, flashing lights.
Cash 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. T-Bro in the morning. It's going up to 80 today, 82 or something. And all weekend it's the same, man. It's beautiful outside.
Hey.
Exactly.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Does he say Jamaica go?
Jamaica.
Sounds like he goes Cinnabon, Jamaica go.
Cinnabon. I didn't hear that, but I like it. Cinnabons and Jamaica both lit.
Yo, this weekend, everybody, you can release the wiggle. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be beautiful outside. I'm really excited about the weather this weekend. 80, like 80s and mild. That is something to be excited about after these heat waves we've been experiencing. Wow. No lie. Let's go. Flashing lights with Laura Estilo.
Let's go.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So The Game has a new project. He released a track coming at Eminem called The Black Slim Shady. Now, his new album, Drillmatic Heart Versus the Mind, which dropped today, has a 10-minute song coming at him, and he's rapping just like Eminem. So yeah, I heard a piece of it, and he's rapping like Eminem, but I'm sorry, I wasn't going to hear all 10 minutes. I was over it after a while.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Laura Stiles. I'm here for the troll. I'm here for all of it. I'm not offended by it at all. And the game's antics, you know, they usually coincide with some content being released. He makes really good albums. He's really good beat selection. He's got great collabs on the album. Kanye's on there a couple of times. I like that Kanye game record. Who else is on there? Pusha T, Ross. It's a lot. I mean, he always has great features, too. But I don't have time for 10 minutes.
It's a lot.
But I like that. I like that he's following up like, yo, look, everything Eminem can do, I could do.
Right, because that's from that whole thing when he was saying that he could beat Eminem in a verse, right?
That's right. Was it beat Eminem in a verses or battle rap?
I think it was verses.
He's better. Yeah, he could beat him. Like he's better.
Overall. In other news, it's been 25 years since Brandy made history as the first black Cinderella in 1997.
Go ahead, Brand.
It's been 25 years. Now they're having a special reunion. And this is going to be dope. On August 23rd, so instead of 2020, they're going to air a very special 25th anniversary of Cinderella. So Whoopi Goldberg's going to join, whoever can, obviously, you know, Whitney Houston. I passed away, so we don't know who's going to be the fairy godmother, but it's going to be nice to see the whole cast reunite 20 years later, 25 years later.
Yeah, that was a big deal back
long.
In the day, man. You know,
huge.
Brandy was at the level, man. She had a Barbie doll. She was Cinderella.
She had her own TV show.
Moesha, it was popping. Brandy was, I mean.
Album. She was killing it.
Can't believe Jack Harlow didn't know her and Ray J was brother and sister. That was an international incident.
I know.
That was an international incident, man.
But dope, man. That's going to be a dope reunion. That's your flashing light report. The time is 8:02. Today's a high of 89 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, yesterday was the official birthday of hip-hop. Y'all know that?
Yeah.
Hip-hop turned 49 years old yesterday. Big up to the team over at Mass Appeal, too, who is celebrating the hip-hop 50, gearing up for the 50th anniversary, the 50th birthday of hip-hop, which will be, you know, August 11th next year. So all this year, we're going to be celebrating hip-hop 50 leading up. So big up Nas and Peter Bitterbender over at Mass Appeal and the whole team.
They're doing a great
happy
job.
Happy birthday, hip-hop.
That's right. It's a great day.
Yeah, man. So, Cass, want to ask you, what song do you think of when you say I should play something to celebrate hip-hop? What song do you think of, Cass? Is there a song?
That's hard.
That's hard, right? What about you, Shani? What do you think of?
First thing that just started hitting my head was KRS-One. Like, boom, 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 boom. What song is that? You know what I'm talking about?
I'm a blunt getting smoked and I can't wake up.
Is that what it was?
Dedicated to the hardcore hip-hop. You know we don't flip-flop.
Yeah, or
I don't know. I think most people would play something like Rapper's Delight.
Nah, man. I can't play Rapper's Delight.
Shawnee talking about this.
Pat your hands,
everybody.
If you got what it takes. Because I'm KRS and I'm on the mic. And premieres on the break.
To the car. Hardcore hip-hop.
MCs act like they don't know. Happy birthday, hip hop. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Mostly Ebro and Laura. Some Cass One, some Shiny Culture. But Ebro in the morning, King Lou, DJ John, producer Griff, Rasan. The squad, the family.
Family.
Thanks for joining our family with your family today. And big celebration of the weather in my mind. That's the focus. The weather just not being over 100 degrees for a second. Just cooling, chilling. Just a nice, mild summer day. That's what we got all weekend. Also, too, the celebration, the 49th birthday of hip-hop, was actually yesterday. Happy birthday, hip-hop. Thank you.
Thank you. It's an amazing birthday. You know what I'm saying? It, you know, I share the day with hip-hop.
That's right.
You know
that's right. So, you are hip-hop.
I mean, I am hip-hop. I'm just, you know, just... Yo, make a note of it, you know what I mean?
It's ill. Hip-hop's a Leo.
Word. You know what I'm saying? Come on, son.
As it should be.
As it should be.
Hip-hop's a Leo. You know what I mean?
So I asked Cash One a minute ago, what song? Now, I was trolling, I gotta admit, because Cash One's from the Bronx, and I thought he was gonna come with South Bronx.
Right.
The South Bronx. Or
great song.
I was hoping he came with The Bridge Is Over.
Amazing song.
That's but you song know, when you think
we were talking about, since we were talking about Queens, I kind
of
had Nas.
Oh, because Nas is, and Mass Appeal are doing the Hip Hop 50
thing. So I was thinking like the Nas, Jadakiss, Ludacris record. But you're right, Ebro. South Bronx is pretty tight.
I mean, that's where that's where it started, right?
Oh, I'm glad a Queens guy admitted that on
of
the
course,
air.
Of course, of course.
I mean, run that tune, baby.
We've given that, you know, we've come to that point. Cedric and Cedar, salute.
Yo, what's up, Blast?
That's where it started, but you know Queens elevated it. But you know what I'm saying?
What
hey,
up, D-Dice? Wow. Yo, what's we up, Scott LaRock?
Brave
I want to tell you a little something
happy
about
birthday, it. Happy birthday, hip-hop.
And due to the fact that no one outside there knew what time it was, we have to tell you a little story about where we come from.
I mean, it's disrespectful. We know this. You know what I'm saying?
But it's a the reason I thought about this record on the birthday, because KRS spent some time referencing some very important things in that record.
That's true.
That shaped what we know today. You know what I'm saying? Even the eras that he shouts out. You know what I'm saying?
From, right.
It was 76 to 1980. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know, it's an amazing song.
All based on facts.
Happy birthday, hip hop.
All based on facts, except for like the disrespectful parts, like, you know. Could be factual, but it's disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? But I get it. That was the tone it was supposed to have. You know what I'm saying?
Now, shifting gears, one of the biggest stories of the week that's still being talked about is the Drink Champs Ja Rule Irv Gotti.
Yeah.
This has carried the full week, Laura Stiles.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot, you know? It's a lot. Now, you know, did you see Ja Rule decided to chime in again?
Well, he had to clear up some things because the way he was looking sitting next to Irv, and I'm sure Ashanti was looking at that, like,
right.
Oh, bro, you just letting dude go. I mean, it was up there for 3 hours, y'all. It was 3 hours.
Yeah.
And from the get-go, as they say, Irv was on the Ashanti, you know, slander train.
The giddy up.
Early. What did Ja Rule say, Laura Stiles?
So Ja Rule, he posted this on social media. He wrote, "Brotherly love. The last few days have been very turbulent for me, and it's time to land the plane. I love my sis, I love my bro, but I do not condone or agree with the behavior nor the way Irv Gotti handled things on Drink Champs. I hope y'all understand how uncomfortable this is for me, being in the middle of something I wish to not be. Going forward, all I ask is to be left out, and please and thank you. Sincerely, Switzerland Bennett."
Switzerland Bennett. My name Bennett, I ain't in
it.
Switzerland. Switzerland never picks sides.
Got you.
Now, I'm going to go to Cash One on this. Is what right. Ja Rule is saying, is this valid? Or is he automatically in it because he was sitting there when it happened?
It's valid, but it's too late. It's too late. He was sitting there when it happened. He still interacts with both of them on both sides. So honestly, by default, he's the only mediator that, I mean, as far as we know, he's the only one that knows both sides and is on both sides. And actually, he's playing both sides because he still does stuff with Ashanti. He still does stuff with Irv. You know what I'm saying?
So
he's in constant communication with both of them. He's the bridge, whether he likes it or not. It's Ja.
You got Switzerland it. Bennett.
You can't be Switzerland, man.
Okay, so boom, Laura Stiles.
Yes.
Me and Rosenberg are on a show, and Rosenberg starts going left on you. And I try to stop Rosenberg from going left on you, but he just won't stop. Would you have expected more from me if I was in Ja Rule's scenario? What would you have
Absolutely. Expected? Absolutely. I would at least be like, yo, fam, that's my sis. You can't be talking about her like that. You gotta chill. I would just expect a bit more passion, just a little bit more. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like he should have intervened a little more. But that's just me.
Shana,
I'd have been like,
fam,
chill. Nah. You're not going to talk about our person. I know you're her, but it's our person.
Shana, you think Ja Rule did enough when he was sitting there?
I think he did that, you know, to the tone of, like, he should have at least, he did that at least, like, seven times. You know what I'm saying?
But,
like,
but
family,
it was more of a, yo, fam, chill. He didn't go hard, though.
He didn't go hard.
He was like, yo, chill, Irv. chill, yo.
Laughing?
Yo, chill.
He wasn't.
It was a couple of chuckles.
He was like, yo, can we, like, change the subject? He was like, why are we back on this subject? Like, what are we doing here? Give this man a drink, or he's drinking too much. Like, he jumped in a few times.
All right. Both Shawnee and Cass One saw the entire thing. Ebro and I have just seen snippets. But for some reason, Ebro, Shawnee says it one way and Cass says it another.
That's very Shawnee's good point, what you're saying.
That's why.
Is that what? Cass, what you think is Queens bias?
Absolutely. Everybody, all these Queens guys have Queens bias. So it's definitely, it's definitely a Queens
now,
thing.
Man. I think that Ja Rule was in a hard position. It's not an easy position. And I feel like he tried to interject. Maybe, I mean, he could have grandstanded, but at that point, they were all friends. He tried to intervene. He tried to change the subject, and he was trying to figure it out.
Because you're dealing with a woman, right. Ja could have went harder.
If the woman is your sister, and I get you. I'm just,
you know,
like,
saying?
Creating
because
a conversation.
That's your brother and that's your sister. You're supposed to protect your sister a little bit more. You know what I mean? And supposed to go harder a little bit more. I mean, that's just the way I'm programmed. And y'all know that to her. What I'm saying ain't foreign. And the premise of which Irv is upset behind, he's heartbroken. It ain't just business.
Yeah, nah.
That he's frustrated about.
His emotions
comes off
all
bitter.
He was bitter, 100%. Definitely emotional. And drinking, he was pouring out his feelings, and there was anger and passion in it. You know, clearly.
20 years. Just think about that number, though.
20 years.
It's been 20 years.
Right. It's a long time.
Five years, maybe.
I really hope Irv puts his ego aside. And cleans this up. Just as a man. To man, I hope Irv puts his ego aside and goes, yo, I had some emotions I needed to get out. That was probably not right. That wasn't the right form. I was smoking and drinking. And yeah, nah, that wasn't it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I really hope that's where this lands. Now, knowing a lot of these people that, you know, whether it's Ja Rule, Irv, Joe, these guys are also marketing masters. Isn't there a Irv documentary?
Yeah.
The Murder, Inc. documentary.
The Murder, Inc. documentary that Ashanti wouldn't be a part of.
Which is out when?
It's out. It's already out.
Is it already out? On BET or something like that.
I think it's out on BET.
He was promoting it the whole time for
but
sure.
But that was the promo.
Yes.
Yes.
So
yes.
This whole conversation, this whole week.
Right.
Has been a part of the promo. Yeah. And Irv was going to come on our show virtually, but they said his camera or something was wrong with his internet, and it was like, oh, he could call on the phone. We was like, nah, we good. The phone call wasn't enough. I wanted to make some eye contact.
Right.
So I'm sure at some point we'll have Irv up, but I hope by that time this is ironed out and smooth, because I don't think this is good for the legacy, man.
It's not. And I think there was, I don't know, did you guys see, was it a quote where he said that when the feds came that Ashanti ran like a roach? He said ran like a cockroach. Did you guys see that?
I mean, what was she supposed to do?
And then I was like, ran like a cockroach? I would have ran like 27 cockroaches. I'm out of here. I don't want nothing to do with this. What?
I remember them saying something about the feds, but everybody agreed that it made sense for her to want to be out after that. Like, nobody was contesting that one.
Fam, Ashanti was like 22 years old at that time.
Yeah, they was.
And I'm an artist on a label, and y'all, you guys are in dealings that I didn't have nothing to do with, and I'm supposed to like what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, she broke out, and it was like rightfully so. And he was like, yeah. I don't remember the cockroach part, but yeah, they said she fled.
And well, everybody agrees she should. Ashanti. If there's a way to, you know, iron this out, hopefully it's not too far gone. That's what we hope for the best. You know what I'm saying? And then the whole Irv and Fat Joe isn't a real friend and blah, 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 all of that. I hope that's ironed out too.
Yeah, because I don't even think what Fat Joe said was bad. Like,
right.
So.
Everybody being emotional. See. But yeah. So it goes, man. So it goes. And maybe it's all a work. You know me. I want it to all be a work, so it's a promo for the Murder, Inc. documentary. That's what I hope. They just working it, and then at the end, they're going to come back around like wrestlers, and it's going to be all good.
Like wrestlers.
The documentary came out on Tuesday, so you know what I'm saying? If you want to watch it, it's out.
It's out right now. Cash One, 97 minutes commercial free. The Gurus are next. Let's get it, man. It's Ebro in the morning.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, Cash One, after the Guru, we gotta get on this new Megan Thee Stallion. We got this new Nicki Minaj. Gotta get some of these joints, B.
Yeah.
Come on, son.
Got you.
Friday vibes, a lot of new music. Also, that Game album, Danger Mouse, Black Thought Project. It's a lot out here. It's a good time, man. Some raps for y'all weekend. The weather's gonna be great. Top down, windows down, however you living. You know what I'm saying? Earbuds in on the train, however you moving around. Some fresh kicks, maybe. Let's get to the Gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Gurus, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. Where the gurus unite to guide you in your darkest times.
That's right, that's right, that's right, that's right.
Shani Coltrane, light up that sage.
That's right, cleansing the energy.
All right, let's get to it. Dear Gurus, I'll try to make this quick. I've been listening to you guys since I was 18 and I'm now 27.
Okay, we've been here.
A couple months ago, I got back with an ex and I really try to make things work. We broke up because of her trust issues and things from the past that she didn't work through at that time. Fast forward, been going on dates and enjoying time together. And we even went to our first summer jam. By the way, the K-Slay tribute was everything.
Glad you loved it. Glad you loved it.
Here's the issue. We broke up a few days ago because she claims she can't be with someone who doesn't post their significant other on social media and keeps their girl a secret.
There you go.
But she's not a secret. She's an important person in my life, and everyone who is important in my life knows that we are together, but that wasn't enough. She needed to be posted on social media, and I'm just not that person. What? We had a conversation the previous night about my intentions with her, and for some reason she claims I never made it clear, but we've had the same conversation three different times. I just did a big surprise birthday for her on the 8th. I try to talk to her to see if we could compromise in any way, but she won't budge. I can't believe she's willing to throw away a good thing all because of social media. I'm a low-key and private person.
I don't
like to tell or show people my life on social media. I barely even post myself.
You're on the radio right
anything
now.
Anything that I can do to try to see if we can make this work.
You're on the radio.
Other than that, we have no problems. We are just not compatible because we have two different types of outlooks on social media. Thanks in advance. You guys are amazing.
You know what? If he can't see it, what's happening here, you deserve... Yeah, just throw it away, man.
Just throw it all away, bro. I'm with Cass.
Just do it.
You
if can't,
you
can't see what's going on here.
Fam, there's one thing she's asking for. First of all, y'all are, I'm not a guru, but if you broke up and got back with somebody and y'all broke up because of trust issues, you got back with them and they have trust issues. Like, that's been made clear. That's not going anywhere.
Wait, hold on, Ebro, real quick. And trust issues don't just appear for no reason. Go ahead.
That's right.
It's the reason. Go ahead.
Mm. And it may not be something that he did.
Right. Exactly.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? It could be from another situation. Nonetheless, the person you're with has them. Your job as their partner is to make them comfortable. They ask for a thing, and you can't give them the thing?
I'm seeing this different, bro.
Yo, the one
I'm seeing this different because she's got trust issues. She's not gotten over her issues because she wants you to post because of the trust issues.
Right. So why are y'all together
so, but
then?
He doesn't do that. Not so everybody posts their personal life on social media.
But he's on the radio, bro, telling
the story.
He's anonymous.
It's different. Listen,
she's asking him, yo, can you post me one time? Just
no.
Post a, bro,
that's
just
not what
post
I do.
A picture.
I don't do that.
All right, then you deserve to not have this relationship.
Right, that's so they can do it. They should be apart.
Burn it down.
Burn it down. That's my thoughts.
What y'all doing?
Burn it down. You got back with the ex. She still got trust issues. Y'all are just dating. She broke it up because she wants you to post.
Shawnee, just
that doesn't agree with you.
Just yesterday, he was talking about compromise.
Right.
You see this?
Right. But you got to figure out your. You said.
No.
If somebody has an issue.
This is a deal breaker for him.
Right.
This is clearly. If you're going to hold the line on this.
Then this ain't the one for you.
This ain't it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like she's not that important to you because if she's asked. If this is the one thing, he says they have no other problems. If this is the one thing she's asking, I'm assuming there was some infidelity in the past and that's what she hasn't gotten over. So she's like, yo, if it's really me, then post me. Honestly, to me, it's not that big of a deal. I would be like, just post her. But if you're really stuck on that's not who I am and you're willing to give up the relationship because of it, then burn it down.
Right.
That really is it. It's obviously not that important to you.
Yeah, y'all just dating.
If you don't want to post her, how about you delete your social media if it's not such of a big deal? Be like, you know what? I don't even want my social media. How about that?
You could do
because
that too.
Then,
to do that
if you
too.
Don't, then.
Then it's obviously important
then
to you.
Then your argument
and,
is no.
Unless
and if you and if you
business.
Sneak and get a fake account without her knowing under a different name, just so you can stalk women and leave comments and double tap on photos and DM joints, you're playing right into why she don't trust your ass.
Yeah, don't do all that. Just keep it a buck. If it ain't you, say it ain't you.
And if this person is important to you like you described, then you might have to compromise.
Yeah, find a
middle ground. And one more thing in this generation. I mean, I don't know. How old is he?
27,
buddy. Check it out, man. Anybody under 27, guess what they're going to want? They're going to want you to post them. It is what it is.
Especially
with the younger generation. It is what it is, bro. So you're going to have to deal with this a lot.
All right. So say los gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Trent, no weakness. No new weakness.
I can't believe she's going to throw this away.
I don't care if these people
she's
like
going to throw it away.
She's throwing this away.
She's throwing it
social
away.
Media.
Nah,
you're
fam.
You're throwing it away over social media.
I don't see it that way.
I do.
He's throwing it away because he won't post, or she's throwing it away because he won't post. I want you to do something with your social media. If you don't do it, I'm leaving.
She didn't say she was leaving.
She left.
Don't like me.
She broke
hasn't
up
left
with him.
Yet.
She broke. He said that's why he's.
She's about. She's about to throw it all away.
She's about to throw it all away. She hasn't done it yet.
So she's like, I'm jumping out the window. Unless you post me, I'm leaving. Come on, fam.
There was some infidelity in the past, and I feel like if she's gonna be the one, she's
but
gonna be like, I want
people
to know.
But you already know this is important to her. You know this is important to her. Why are you even back in this relationship? You already know this.
That part.
You know this. The fact that you got back in it knowing this,
right,
and you're still not willing to make her feel great means you get the button and you deserve what. Exactly. You played yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Yo, new Meg Thee Stallion, turn that up. She got a dance record?
Because, like, I'm pretty as.
Just the other day, I heard a say. Matter of fact, what could a say with a face like this and a this pay? What could a say? The bag so expensive, my came with it. Body so nice, they be saying who did it. But everything natural, actual, factual. Prissy in the streets, but I like an animal. Oh, you know.
over break, since over break, yeah, yeah. Now, the previous flip that we all know is MC Hammer, you can't touch, this. The way she took it, she took it to a whole different direction.
Yeah, it's fire.
Nah, that's crazy. That's crazy right there. That's crazy. Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Well, I guess we should talk about the soap opera that is the United States. So, just the headline, FBI raided Trump's Mar-a-Lago looking for documents on nuclear weapons. What? Here we are.
Whoa.
So the classified documents Donald Trump allegedly took from the White House to Mar-a-Lago include information on nuclear weapons, according to a new report on the FBI, quote-unquote, raid. So they're saying the FBI agents toured through Trump's Florida resort looking for classified info on nukes, according to the Washington Post. And the feds are concerned that the documents might be in danger of being seen by the wrong eyes. Now, it's unclear if the docs contain info on the United States' nuclear capabilities or a foreign nation, or if these alleged docs were even recovered from Trump's home. We don't know. But if Trump did have material on these nukes at Mar-a-Lago, those documents are super sensitive and typically only a small number of government officials have access, and former presidents are not in that privileged group.
You don't say.
Bro.
Now, the speculation has always been that Trump is willing to, you know, dealing with all his legal issues and dealing with all the money, right? Because everybody knows his followers. He's still grifting. He's King Grift. He's Producer Grift.
Oh my God.
That was crazy. He's Professor Grift. And, you know, he's still raising money, running, acting like he's running for president, or maybe he is, but people still donating. The speculation has been that he would take secrets and have meetings with other governments in exchange for financial gains. That's definitely hard to prove, but that's always been the speculation. So the fact that, well, now the DOJ wants the FBI to release the search warrant. Merrick Garland, who leads the Department of Justice, came out yesterday speaking on that. But it's all crazy. It's a new precedent, guys.
And
former president's house this week got searched by the FBI. That's never happened in history.
I'm telling you, it's a soap opera. And then what about that armed man who fired a nail gun into an FBI field office in Cincinnati? So he was shot after a chase and a standoff with law enforcement, but his name was Ricky Walter Schiffer. He was also one of the January 6 people. Like, what do you think he was going to happen?
Oh, nah, he knew what was going to happen. That's why he took on this his journey. He wanted to be martyred. You know, these people are crazy. They'll die for Trump. They'll die for the cause. This is what we're dealing with. Yo, if you go down the rabbit hole on some of these social media platforms and you start reading the comments of people, they are ready to get this cracking in the name of their... What is it for? What are they getting it cracking for?
I don't know. But this guy was under investigation. He was definitely tied to the Proud Boys, and he was definitely a huge Trump supporter. So,
surprise there. Serious question. What exactly are they fighting for?
I don't know. Their version of being free, but I don't understand that.
Well, freedom from...
Freedom from what? Because they're the ones who are, like, voting against... like women's rights? That doesn't sound like freedom to me.
Well, they don't care about women's rights.
They're voting against LGBTQ rights, so that doesn't sound like freedom to me.
They don't care about that.
You know, voter suppression is at an all-time high. So I don't understand. What's the freedom? What freedom do they?
Freedom
I don't
to be white. White.
That's your flash
freedom
report.
To make sure that this country doesn't become more brown. Freedom to make sure that this is the white man's land, and those ideals stay in place. Is that what they're for? Because what else would they be fighting for?
I don't know.
Anyone? Bueller? Bueller?
Freedom. Rip the mask down. Expose it all.
Wait, this is for the...
This is about mask still?
No, not the... You mean the N95s?
We just yeah, asking that? Because we want answers.
We still on that? Wait, they want to expose the government that is the government that's always been the government that they're patriots though. Right. That's why I'm confused.
They're participating
right.
in
these
it.
This is your
right, but it's not
grandfather's country. This is
right. They're trying to make it great again.
What part?
It's a lot, man. It's a lot. I ain't got the answers.
Is it? But no, I'm being serious. Maybe somebody had heard something.
Somebody can speak on it much better than we can, I'm sure.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we said.
You're positive. No, but are
we
you positive?
A lot.
They
like,
can speak on it better
right.
than we can?
Yeah, they have a clear perspective.
I'm sure.
You're positive.
Better than ours is what I'm positive about.
You are now rocking with rocking with Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You already know.
Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.